All right, I gotta go. That last song was Bob Coratorian. Friends, John Prime was singing on that. Before that, you heard some Ann Rabson off of In a Family Way, Little Red Wagon. Next week, coming in, Doug Collins and The Receptionist right here, live in the studio and over at the 331. Right tonight, T. Galexi is over there. He just left and he's on his way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. You know, it's supposed to be beautiful the rest of the week, and the weekend's going to get warmer and all of that. And it's going to stay dry for a while, so, you know, it's spring. Getting warmer in the weekend. 6 o'clock, top of the hour. It is now time for me to go. See you next week.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by Health Partners. Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment and Health Partners depends on contract renewal. More information at healthpartners.com/oneplan.
Programming is supported by the Bell Museum, where you can experience world-renowned wildlife dioramas, visit the Hands-On Touch and See Lab, and tour the cosmos in the Whitney and Elizabeth McMillan Planetarium. More information at bellmuseum.umn.edu.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
What up? It's your boy, Ilwin. You are now listening to the No Tea, No Shade Show. We got a jam-packed show for you. But first, you know we had to get into the fire tunes, right? Tap in with your boy. Let's go!
Me and my partners on the radio is super live. Cranking up the tunes, they gon' bang us on the east side. First I play the jam, so you turn up, illy, get it lit. When it hit the speakers, if you twerking, boo, don't quit. Hold up to the club real slow, with the lights off. Dancing on the table, if you sweating, take your top off. Brothers at the bar, sipping, passing that MSA. All she want for her birthday is goose egg. How you figure? I ain't pimping, they be jocking me. I ball hard, they wanna kick it like a soccer team. Like a pose, getting cheese, they ain't stopping me. Step out fresh, haters press, cause the team.
On the radio, we on the radio. On the radio, we on the radio. On the radio, we on the radio. On the radio, we on the radio.
Welcome to the No Tea, No Shade Show. Now let's get this thing started.
What is up? What's poppin'? It's your boy Ilwin. Long time no talk, but I am here. And today we have a very special episode of the No Tea, No Shade Show. I will be joined by Havana Mighty. And you know what? We're just gonna get into that interview right away. Y'all enjoy. Who am I here with right now?
You are here with Havana Mighty from Toronto, Canada.
First and foremost, I just wanna say that I really got into a deep dive of your music, and I love Double the Fun.
Hey.
I love Lil Baby, Stress Free. I think Hunt is my favorite.
Okay.
I was not expecting to be Switch.
You okay? That's amazing. I got a low key. I got a little treat on the way. A little Double the Fun Hunt action. You're gonna like that one. But we working on it right now. Yeah, you're gonna like that one.
And I also like the Mean Girl sample on Main Character.
You caught that. Don't tell nobody. They might come sue me.
That was one of my favorite movies growing up. So to hear that was like nostalgic for me. And it just had me like, oh my God, that was so fire.
Oh, I love that you caught that. It's the small details. And I love that movie too.
So before we get like a deep dive, like I said, like you're fire. Your music is fire. Double the Fun is fire. And I think that Crying Crystals is a beautiful work of art. And like your taste level, it just, everything felt expensive, like luxury, if I'm being honest. Like from the production choice to the way the vocal is mixed So I wanted to know, when you're creating music, what space do you go in your mind? Is it like memory, a mood, or just raw instinct?
Memory, a mood, or raw instinct. Which one of those inspire music for me? I feel like it could be any of three. Like, I feel like for me, the biggest thing is extracting from something that I feel strongly about. That's probably the main thing that creates songs for me. So it could be like a thought that I'm having in the past. And maybe that memory, for whatever reason, is sticking to me. And then that will turn into a song because for whatever reason, like, that's what I'm thinking about. But it could also be somebody else's. It could be somebody else's memory. It could be somebody else's experience. It could be the way that they explain to me how something happened to them and how I'm impacted by hearing their experience. Like, it could be, there's just so many ways it could happen. It could be research. I've done research, just randomly YouTube videos, and I'm like, damn, that hit me. And then that could turn into a song as well. So I think the biggest thing for me is that whatever the information that I'm receiving, whether it's the download from myself, like a memory, or from somebody else, or new information, or book, it's just, it has to hit me in a way that I feel like I have to, what's that word, over-contextualize it or obsess over it. I definitely have like a rumination kind of mind. And when something matters to me a lot, I spend more time than I should with that idea. But the positive ROI of that is that I can make art where I'm spending that time. So it's not a waste of time. I could turn it into something that could be impactful to other people if I think about something long enough, right? So that's pretty much how it happens for me.
Khan is so creative. What does that track mean to you? And do you remember how you felt when you laid it down?
Yeah, actually, that track was in the depths of, like, the part of my mind that couldn't get closure over a breakup that I'd gone through. I mean, the entire album, Crying Crystals, is about a relationship that I had that I think that was the time frame where I was exposed to, like, the universe doesn't work in your favor. You can't control things. Like, that relationship really showed me how not in control of things we are and how we have to sometimes just follow the universe. We may think that we're supposed to be with a certain person or think that we're supposed to do a certain thing. And that experience really just undid all of that for me. Or sometimes we may think that, like, we know what is best for us, and if we just want it bad enough, then it will work out. And that, you know, that dynamic really taught me that that's just not how things work. But the song, Huh, was like the part of that experience where in my mind, I was still replaying the relationship in my mind, and I couldn't get certain things and thoughts out of my head because I was seeking that closure. But in real life, what was in my head wasn't happening. And so in that music video, specifically the video, you'll see kind of like me going through life, hanging out with my friends, and then there would just be these moments where I'm like, I'm seeing this person from my past. It's like, or am I seeing this person from my past? You don't even get the closure from the music video of if I'm actually seeing her or if I'm not. And I think the whole concept of dipping in and out of reality or dipping in and out of a delusion and not knowing what part is reality and what part of is a delusion is the concept of that video. It's like, you don't have the answer and it isn't clear. And that's the point, is that lack of closure. So that's kind of what inspired the visual. But the song, sonically, I mean, the theme of the song is kind of about the same thing. It's just like, even the title, Huh, it's a very neutral, it's not bad or good, it's not left or right, it's just right in the middle, and it doesn't really mean anything. It's kind of just like, huh. Like, and that's kind of how I felt at that point in the dynamic. Like, I just, because I didn't have closure, I couldn't really move forward to even decide what I felt about anything. So it was like this very gray, ambiguous period, which I think is important in the healing process. So Huh was like that. It's like when I was stuck in between, but like, it wasn't bad or good. It was just like, it just was.
I heard you say you look at YouTube clips and stuff like that. And that was one of my next questions I was going to ask. Do you pull from like specific references or use source material when you create, or is it just like channeling in the moment, pure freestyle?
I would say both. But I would say like some songs will come out of freestyling. So the idea could come out of that. But when it comes to conceiving an album, it's always pretty deep. It's always pretty layered. And I spend a lot of time kind of internalizing my own world to understand what actually matters most to me at that time while I'm creating an album. Because I feel, lucky for me, like, I feel very strongly about certain things. And if I find the thing that I feel strongly enough about at a certain point in my life, that will usually become the theme of my album. And so the inspiration, it will come from within, but I will do research on that concept. I will dig in, because I will also understand, or I also understand that the ideas that I think of, like, I don't have all the answers. And so I can only contextualize it to the degree that I understand it, right? So I don't even want to talk about where my next album is yet, but I'm like literally knee deep in the process of researching the concept and the theme that I think it's going to be. Because before it comes to life, it's like, it has to mean whatever I think it means to me. But then I want to have a broader understanding of that thing so that I know before I present it to the world that it's going to have the expansive perception that I want it to have, that it's going to allow other people to create impact in their own lives off of that theme or that topic in similar or different ways than I was able to do it. I will definitely study the concept that really means a lot to me to ensure that that concept can be extrapolated from like other people's hearts and souls and minds and experiences. So sometimes it's like YouTube videos, I'll watch documentaries. I try to discover a theme from every angle. It like educationally, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially. Like I try to think about things from many angles because I find it makes a timeless product where I could talk about it and I'm like, this is what it meant, and tie it to all these different aspects of whatever was happening in 2025 or whenever I put it out. And I just feel like, I don't know, that's just what's been working for me since three projects ago. When I think of every project that I've put out, it's been an era in my life, and it leads to the tattoos I get. Like, it becomes like a part of me. Just truly like a part of me. And I think that that's part of my like upbringing as an individual. It's like my music is a part of that therapy and the healing that I need. So I love reading about and researching all the things that turn into art for me.
What do you hope listeners take away the first time listening to the music?
I think it depends on what my music is saying at that time. Like, I think when I first was like, you know, more recognized, which would have been 2019, I had a project called 13th Floor, which was probably the one that introduced me to a lot of people. And, you know, that album was very racially, politically Canadian themed, and it was very much about being a young Black woman from Canada who feels like my narrative is often ignored and dismissed. You know, they act like racism isn't real here because it's subtle or dormant. And so a lot of that project was about highlighting these experiences that I've lived to know are like ignored a lot, and relating that to the parallels of the 13th floor and elevators that we know it's there, but for some reason we go 12 and then 14 and we act like the 13th floor isn't there, or the number 13 is a negative omen. Or it's kind of like taking the concept of something that we're told means one thing, and it's like, but does it? And why does it mean that? And just twisting that narrative, like, and so the 13th floor project was focusing on that. Like, yeah, I'm a young Black woman from Canada and they say racism isn't real, but then why did I go through this? Why did my friends go through this? Why do I feel like this? Why is colorism so prevalent like this? And so my career started off with that. And then with my next project, Stock Exchange, it was, you know, really highlighting how COVID forced us to be in the house. And so my first project was so like, hey, this is my world and I'm observing my world. And I had a very hard time feeling my own feelings. You know, I think I repressed a lot of who I was growing up. And so I was really good at observing my environment and being like, hey, like this person's doing this and da 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 da. But I was so devoid of what I felt inside. So that's all I had. And Stock Exchange and also the world just forcing us to be inside forced me to go inside and think about myself. And so Stock Exchange was the beginning of who is Havaya Mighty, right? And then I got in a relationship and I pivoted the process of going within, because now I was focused on seeing myself through somebody else. I became codependent and I went through a relationship that changed me and helped me formulate who I actually am. And so now this, you know, where I am right now, it's like I really want that takeaway. The music I'm making right now is the most introspective music that I think that I've made. It's also like where I feel I have the best understanding of myself. And in the last 5 years, I've come out, I'm queer, you know, my sexuality has changed, my identity with self has changed. And so a lot of that is obviously gonna be infused into the music. But I think the biggest thing that's changed for me is like, I used to be this kid that thought I'm just trying to do good things and, you know, make music that has good impact, whatever good means. And I had this idea that I was good and I'm doing these good things, right? And so when I started realizing that there's aspects of me that some people would perceive as not good, or specifically I'm making this album about race politics and it seems like all these people could understand, and then it's like, wait, but there's this thing about me that's individual. Now all of a sudden the fans that rock with me, they're like, wait, I don't really know about this side. I don't know if I could. And it started to make me challenge this concept of good and bad, morale, as above, so below. And this idea that I used to have of what good was and the idea that I have now, and still wanting to be able to put out this positivity, still want my music to have these positive shifts, but knowing that that looks very, very different. I feel like I want my music to feel like the removal of boxes that we don't know that are there. I feel like I want my music to feel like removal of conformity you didn't know you relied on, you know? Because I feel like in that 5 years, I went from conforming to I'm the girl that talks about politics to like I'm the girl that talks about this and all these different things, and feeling like, oh, if I do this, then I can't do this. Oh, wait, if I do this, then that means I can't do this. And I'm now at a point where I realize there are no real boxes. It's like society creates these boxes for us to put ourselves in. And every aspect of myself that I've identified with, I start to identify with people that align with that part of me, but then they have all these boxes. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, you're over here, you can come here, but like, we don't listen to hip hop over here. We're like, okay, we listen to hip hop over here, but we don't really do pop music over here. And all these weird rules that follow it. And I also just realized that I coexist in a lot of spaces that are oxymoronic to each other, you know? Like, I'm a rapper, you know, in this black male-dominated space, but then I'm very queer and I'm at the raves, you know? And I'm at all these places. And I coexist in all of these spaces and all of these places, and I have people around me that exist in these different worlds, and I see these divides. And so I feel like a big part of what I want my music to feel like now, which is what you've yet to hear, is like, this true authenticity of me that hasn't changed, but that it does and can coexist in all of these spaces with all of these people. And just like that slow removal, in a safe way, of these borders and walls and boxes that we set so that we are allowed to be here. Like, if I'm queer, then I can do this, but I can't do this. And like, even when I first came out, like my first music video, Room Service, or my first music video where I kind of came out, where I'm interacting with a woman and da-da-da-da, I was very specific about having that song be Caribbean, but then having like my family be in it, but then also having like women with women be in it, but also have women with men be in it at the same time. And just kind of having I know this can't always be safe, but I'm creating this safety within what my brand represents, because that intersectionality is actually who I am. And it's actually what I want the world to be able to have in it. Cause it's like, I couldn't exist in a world that doesn't. That's a long-winded answer, but I think it's just like basically removing these boxes, because I feel like every group has these boxes. They're like, well, if I'm here, then I'm here. And it's like, that's just not true. That's just not true.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Ilwin, and you're listening to the No Tea, No Shade Show. I am here with Havana Mighty, and you're listening to KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio, and online at KFAI.org. Amen. Amen. I feel everything you said. So, how did your rap career come to life, and what made you become an artist?
I feel like I grew up in a very musical household. So my sisters all play piano. I got music lessons, singing lessons. So it was kind of innate in that way. But I found rapping through the internet when I was like 12. And I just resonated with it. I gravitated towards it. I used to freestyle rap online on some website called letsbeef.com. I got kind of famous on that site, battling all the guys. I was like 13 or 14. Just, you know what I mean? And I also was like kind of, yeah. I grew up in a racist environment. I wasn't really allowed outside. So I kind of discovered who I was through the internet and through music in that way. Yeah, it's kind of, again, all of the repression as a youth. I'm lucky that I found the best outlet for me, because, you know, while I was maybe not doing the social thing as a young person outside, I was... Music is so expansive, right? It's languageless, it's barrierless. And so I'm lucky that at least I had exposure to a medium and an art form that allowed me to go anywhere in my mind. Same with fiction and writing, which was another big part of my upbringing. Those two things, I think, go hand in hand, and that's why I became a rapper. But I think I learned to live in my head and explore so many ideas and concepts through making music. And I'm really glad that I found that medium of art.
It's crazy that you say that you have voice lessons, because I can definitely hear that listening to your album. And your album, even though it's a hip hop album, to me, it doesn't feel like hip hop, if that makes any sense. Like the transitions and the beat switches, it feels almost like a symphony. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a cinematic movie. This feels like a soundtrack. I can hear in some of the songs where it feels like it's more dark and then it's more light. And you also mentioned Room Service. That music video is fire, by the way. I love the Caribbean influence. Everything about that was dope.
It's from
Toronto. Oh, nice.
It's from Toronto. Yeah.
It's fire. And I just want to give you your flowers and your tins on that, because you ate that.
Thank you so much.
Now we can get to like some fun questions.
Hey, let's do it.
What is the first rap song you ever memorized front to back?
That I can remember that I knew front to back. Maybe there was another song, maybe like a Lauryn Hill song before this. I can't recall, but the one I remember is Don't Push Me by 50 Cent.
What would be your dream cypher, dead or alive? And you only can choose 5 MCs.
And I'm one of the 5? Or 5 other people?
Absolutely. You gotta put yourself in there.
Of course, of course. Okay, so I'm one of the 5. Dead or alive. Wow. I feel like, wow, well, if we go, if it's, this has got to be iconic, so we had to put Pac in that, we had to put Big in that. You know what I'm gonna say, though? I'm gonna say Pac and Big because, like, legends, but then I'm gonna say Alive at the same time. I'm gonna put Kendrick and Drake. Everybody's gonna watch that cypher. And then me, everybody, nobody in the world will not press play at least once. And that's why we're choosing these people. And I feel like everybody's gonna get people gonna have different favorite verses, because there's just so many different vibes in that cypher. So I feel like that would be insane. I'd be honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely clicking on that one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's passing it up.
What would your rap superpower be? Would it be your flow, punchlines, storytelling, or your presence?
I'm gonna say either my flow or my presence, I think.
You get to bring one hip-hop album with you to Mars. What album are you bringing?
To Mars. Well, I was a really big 50 Cent fan. You can tell by the other answer, so I think Get Rich or Die Tryin' gotta come with me. That's kind of the album that like led to me being a rapper. Lauryn Hill was first, but I was younger, so it didn't translate to me like actually creating as yet. So my nostalgia is really attached to 21, Get Rich or Die Tryin', and like 21 Questions and that whole PIMP, that whole era. I'd have to say that one.
Taste. If your bars were food, what dish would they be and why?
Damn, this is a very good question. If my bars were food, what's a food you can't get enough of?
I'm going to say a stereotypical answer, so I'm not going to answer.
You going to say... What's your stereotypical answer?
Chicken.
Okay, so I knew that because I'm a vegetarian, and I feel like I need to say oxtail or something. Like, I feel like I need to say, like, something that's just, like, top tier to the people, them, not even me, to other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that you can't get enough of, something that you can flavor multiple ways. Like, you can season it up in many different... I feel like chicken is the one, right? You could have chicken, fried chicken, you could have grilled chicken, you could have jerk chicken, you could have curry chicken. All of the different vibes, which is all the different genres that we could do over here, I feel like maybe that would be the food.
Peace. This is Sam Sellers representing Brooklyn, New York City, and you're listening to Ill Wind on the No Tea, No Shade show on KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities and around the world at KFAI.org. Safe for her.
What's probably, I have this song called In Women Color. It's off the first recognized project that I have called 13th Floor. And the line is, I gotta do 2 times more to make 4 times less. It's not even the rhyme. That's just like the in-between part of the bar. But I'd say I'm still proud of it because a lot of people pointed it out as an impactful line to them when they referenced that song. And I feel like there is a bravery in saying what I think is a truth that a lot of people dismiss, which is that it's just harder to take up space, harder to be received, harder to get acknowledged for your hard work when you fall into some marginalized communities, especially within certain types of creativity. It's just hard to break through certain spaces when you're not following the blueprint of those spaces. And yeah, I just feel like it's a reminder that that still exists. And I feel like a lot of people try to ignore that concept as well, or they try to act like you don't have to acknowledge marginalization, you just work hard. And it's like, no, you could work hard or not, but I'm acknowledge the setbacks that people deal with, because we can never get past it if there is no acknowledgement of it. So I'm just proud that I was comfortable saying that line. And also, whenever I perform that song and I say it, I feel like it gets a reaction out of some people in the crowd. And it's always like the first time someone heard that concept. And I'm just happy about that. I like that it makes people think.
What's a lesson that life's taught you that shows up in your lyrics?
That...
Kind of was just speaking on that.
Yeah, I don't remember what I was saying. when was I speaking on this?
Well, the line that you're proud of, I interpreted it as like working harder. You have to do 10 times more, or what was the line?
Two times more to get four times less. So basically, yeah, you're right. Like, I guess feeling like an underdog is an aspect that always comes up in my music. The whole 13th Floor album, like the title is just like, Black woman from Canada, underdog already, right? You know, so that lyric is that Double the Fun, which is like now gonna be the fourth album away from 13th Floor, is still the underdog experience. It's still like, look at what we've been able to amass from where we started. It shouldn't have been possible. Like, those are the lyrics. And like, my bad, we opened the floodgates. Like, you did not think this was possible. Neither did I, like type shit. So yeah, I would say the underdog, like feeling like it's not supposed to be, but look what we're doing, feels like a constant mantra in a lot of the lyrics in my songs.
What would your younger version of yourself say if they heard your music today?
I feel like the younger version of myself would be really interested in me now. I think that I would just think that I'm really cool and smart. And maybe if I saw me, like young me saw me now, I would have been able to work through certain repression like earlier. I feel like my repression when I was young was so good that I didn't know I was repressing it. So it's interesting that I don't associate some of that repression with trauma yet. I need therapy. Like, I don't associate it. No, because for real, like, there's things I know about myself now that I don't identify, like, as a traumatic experience getting to that place, because it was so unknown that it wasn't like I was aware that I was burying myself and I was living this, like, fake... Like, I just didn't know. And so... I feel like if young me saw me now, it might have helped unravel the fact that there were parts of me that I could learn earlier. Maybe that could have led to some joy earlier, or just some, who knows? Like, maybe a therapist will tell me what that could have opened up, but I just think I would have been able to access my authenticity sooner. And I'm not mad at where I've accessed it, or what, like how long it's taken or not taken. I feel like I'm right on time, so I don't regret it. But if there's one thing, I just think the young me would see me and understand that there's more to me than I knew there was at that, whatever age that was, you know? Or also more to life than what I thought.
Who or what keeps you going when passion fades?
I would say my family, you know, my management team, the people that work with me and support me are people that keep me going. But at the very, very, very end of the day, I would say it's me, you know? I would say I keep me going. And I would say that it's really important to keep my mental health in a place where this still feels good and I still get something from it, because I think if I lose that, it doesn't matter who I have around me, I wouldn't be capable of still doing this. So, like, I understand that, like, my family, my friends, my management team, like, these people, if I didn't have them, me alone wouldn't be enough. So them, definitively. But then, like, at the crux of it, like, at the middle is me. And then they help support me and keep me being me so that I could keep doing this.
What role does spirituality or intuition play in your creative process?
It's like the everything, actually. That's why my albums are not decided. Like, the theme is not decided by me. It's decided by my intuition and by my discernment and by, like, because in life, we go through crazy ups and downs. And the craziest up and down I go through is always the album, right? Like, that's at whatever time that I'm starting to write, and the biggest thing that I've gone through and how deeply it affects me, that's the album. So I honestly don't even have a choice. And spirituality, I would say, is, like, especially now more than ever, like, is so much the inspiration of, like, the next batch of music that I'm making. And I think what I love about music is that you can make music that, like, feels surface level to somebody, but then the expansion of it could be so spiritually driven. And that's, like, where I'm at too, where I'm like, I want to make bops. Like, I want to make a song that you could bop to, but, like, if you really, I could extrapolate on Double the Fun in such a spiritual way, but at the same time, you don't have to be spiritual to enjoy that record. I really want to move into doing that more, where all of my music is inspired by something spiritually, but a lot of it, a good half of the next project, this is going to be bops. Like, you're going to be able to play that in the car, in the club. But when you kind of dissect it, it's all kind of driven by the spirit, because I feel like everything around us is energy. And I don't know, there's nothing that speaks more to me, especially since moving out and living on my own with my cat, than energy. I feel like energy talks to me the most, you know? And I feel like it informs the decisions that I make the most, even when you're not conscious and aware. Energy and spirit, that's what actually guides the things we do. So I just feel like it's just so ingrained in everything. And, you know, my dad and my mom are also very, like, I didn't grow up religious. I've actually, like, never been to church, but I grew up very spiritual. It's like a weird thing. But I feel like I grew up very spiritual and very, like, energy-based, although I've never kind of learned, like, the ideologies of any specific religion. And so it's like that energy, like that faith energy, was always ingrained. And it's only through adulthood that I'm like, I can understand, like, and respond to my environment. And yeah, so it's interesting. I would say it's like the main information piece to whatever I write about is my spirit, or the spirits around me and the energy around me.
So my last question is, if your music career was a movie, what would the title be and what is the theme song?
Okay, so I feel like the title, the movie would be Training Day with Denzel and a white boy, the cop. And the reason why I say Training Day is because, number one, like, just the title of the movie, like, I feel like every day is training day for the sport that is music. I feel like it's like a military base, to be honest. There's so many aspects of being a musician. You don't just need to be good at doing music. You have to be good at doing people, not doing people. You have to be good at peopling, and you got to be good at networking. And you have to understand that, like, the entire aspect of being a musician is connecting with people. And so I feel like you have to be in training about people. Your whole life is training, connecting with people. So I feel like that is an aspect of what I'm doing. And I also feel like I kind of feel like the white cop who, like, went into the police academy and had this, like, this aspect, like, he had this opinion of what he thought it was going to be like, and that it was going to be fair, and that it was going to be, like, just, and that it was going to be about justice, and that, you know, yeah, he just had this idea that it was going to be, like, good. And, like, we even talked about that before. And then, like, Denzel comes in and he's like, no, this academy is just like life, where people are unfair and people steal, and, you know, is life. And kind of him going through that, the cop going through that understanding of trying to exist as whoever he is within this thing that's a little bit different than who he is. And it's like, how do I find myself through this thing? And obviously we hope the ending is different, because I don't want to get I want to catch all these holes like Denzel. Like, I like 50 Cent, but just the music, you know what I mean? But just like that idea that I came into the music industry and I like really had this idea that it was like wholesome. And I just really liked music. And I took singing lessons since I was 4 years old. And it's like, I just want to sing. And you think that it's just that. And then you realize that there's splits and there's royalties and there's people are trying to, like, people are really doing this for the bag. And it's really, like, people are doing this and only hiring you to a label if you fit a blueprint that pre-exists that they know they can sell. And there's just all these things that are inauthentic about this super authentic thing to me, right? Like, I found music authentically, but it's extrapolated in such a, I don't know, in such a myriad of ways that I feel like I'm always in training to be the best at it, to not get lost in it, to not lose my mental stability when I see people talking about me online, for example, to be able to tolerate the trolls and the hate and the, like, there's just so much more than I ever thought. And it makes me think back to when I was, I think I was an adult at this point, maybe like 19, 20, and I went to a school called Fanshawe College. It's in London, Ontario. Still in Canada, and I studied this program called Music Industry Arts, and I remember in my first week, it was like just a lot of like, you know, band guys and musicians, and I just remember the prof asking us, like, who wants to be signed to a major label? And I think I put my hand up, you know? And I was one of the few people that put my hand up, and I remember at the time thinking, like, I don't know why you guys are in this program if you don't want to go to the top, but I'm here trying to make it to the top type. And when I look back at the aloof little girl I was then, and how I just thought that's the pinnacle, and how now I'm an independent artist who's achieved more success than I ever thought I would independently, and I wouldn't jump into a label without leverage ever, and I'm still able to tell these stories. It's just so different than what I thought it was. It's so different from what I thought I was going to do, and yet I still feel like this is what I'm born to do. But I'm just in training and I keep learning what's different about it. You know, I grew up not social at all. I grew up learning myself, or thinking I was learning myself. I didn't know anything about myself, because you also learn yourself through the lens of other people. So I feel like all I learned was like concepts and ideas about people. And that's what you hear in my first album and even the second one. And only since the third album, I'm starting to extrapolate on what life actually is and how does that align with the music industry and how does it not? And the music industry is, I could go on and on forever, but it's a small fragment of what life actually is. It's just a fragment of like what life is through a medium of art. Anyway, I feel like the movie would be Training Day because of that, because of all of the things I just said. And the theme song for that movie would be, damn, I feel like I need more time. But maybe like, just because I'm thinking of something and we're obviously we have time to think about, maybe like a Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley, where it's like, there's an aspect of warrior that I think being a musician is, right? I'm finding the fun in making music after 5 years of doing it full time. I'm so grateful. I'm making music faster than I've ever made music this year. I'm so grateful. I feel like I'm discovering music. I keep discovering it, you know? And I'm so grateful for that. But beyond that, I'm also discovering myself and like, how to like keep doing this fight that is music. It's like, it feels like going to war. That's why I said Training Day. It feels like, you know, Buffalo Soldier, Dreadlock Rasta, like coming to America. Like these, I'm breaking and breaching these walls for a purpose. And the purpose may be separate from the movie and the song, but it's just like, I'm in training for and heading and ready for the war that is freedom of expression the way I want to do it. And I know there's many people who want to hear what I have to say or want to make art the way that I make it or whatever. And for those people that will be impacted, because when I started making music and I put out 13th Floor, the two times more to get four times less line, I didn't know what it meant to people until they told me. I didn't know that I was representing for women in hip hop until other women told me or until even other guys told me. I didn't expect much from you. And I was going to take a smoke break when you came on the stage, but then you impressed me. And it's like my small-minded thinking that women can't rap was changed because you stepped on the stage. I learned that my existence is pivotal for people, that it changes people's minds. And so I started to adopt that once I learned I could be that, not because I'm just trying to be something, because I realized that is my power. And I didn't even choose for, I feel like it's ordained, or I don't know. That's why the spiritual thing And so, you know, I feel like I'm making music because for whatever reason, I'm meant to. I even feel like I'm meant to be the person who maybe gets the comments. I'll always get misgendered or called that I say that I look like this guy or this guy. This week, I look like Rema. Apparently, this month, I look like Rema, which is fine by me because he's cute. But, you know, it's like it's like certain personalities might not be able to go through the mental trauma of being perceived as something so far from what it is you're trying to do. But I know I have the strength because I'm here and I'm still doing this music. I'm making an impact. I'm independent. And somehow, as myself, I'm weird. I think my authenticity is the reason that I have cut through to this point. It's also the reason that I'm not a mainstream artist right now. And I'm like, that's by design. I really feel like it's just what's meant for me. And I embrace that. And that's why it feels like I'm just in training all the time. And not in a negative, like, oh, like I have this weight on me all the time. Like, I feel like being in training is my life's purpose. I didn't think I would be single with a cat living on my own at this point. And I'm sure I'll find love at some point, but the biggest love for me right now is like discovering myself through music, discovering people through music, and being okay with whatever I discover along the way too. Like whatever new things I discover about myself or about the world, being okay with that. Long answer, but I hope the answer is the question.
Girl, once again, you ate that. Like, and I want to confirm, you are anointed. You are gifted. You are meant to be doing this. So, and I think anybody hears that who hears your gift, you are so talented. And I just appreciate you doing this. So where can the people find you?
Thank you so much. Honestly, that means a lot. And thank you for having me on No Tea, No Shade. Honestly, I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Of course, anytime. And the people can find me on Instagram is where I'm most active. So at Haviah Mighty, HaviahMighty. I'm also on Twitter, Facebook. All my social media is still currently me. So watch me before I get too far to be able to handle it. You know, but yeah.
It is.
Yeah, appreciate
it. And it's already happened. It's already happened. You already are her. So
that's love for real. And having me on this platform adds to the expansion of, you know, what it is I'm trying to do here. So it really means a lot. And shout out to your podcast, to this program that you have, and the expansion of it, the fact that you're operating in different places and you're having me all the way from Toronto on the program shows me that, like, you're doing really expansive research and, you know, trying to expose your audience to very different things. I don't know how you found me or discovered what it is that I do, but I'm grateful that you did. And I'm grateful that we connected. Yeah, this is what art is all about, is like these random connections from all over the world, and we never know what it will extrapolate into. And so I'm just grateful to have connected with you today.
Same here. And I appreciate all of your time, like in all your detailed, beautiful answers. Like, this is one for the books. Probably my favorite interview I've ever done.
That's crazy. Really?
So, yes. Like, thank you so much.
I'm so excited, honestly. Thank you so much. And I just want to say, I love the hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, no.
I call this Funkalicious. This is my Funkalicious hairstyle right here.
I like that. with the bandana and the matching tint on the.
You see it.
Details. Look.
Yes, I'm loving the locks.
Thank you. I'm built today. I'm like, should have opened the window. I'm like low key sweating in this sweater, but.
No, same. I'm over here. Like, it's a hot day today. I'm over here sweating.
You know what I'm saying? But no complaints because the sun is coming out.
And yes, I'm here for it.
Whoa. I had to come back with that remix, you know. Poison. Get him.
Where the you think you going without me, baby? Wet like water and I'm a shark among these fishes. I'm really her, slow it down and take a listen. I'm not your girl, sorry that I'm moving different. I don't know the price or nothing. I just pull up and I know that he gon' buy me something. Money talk, this my discussion. I got my own lane, my own wave. Ain't no traffic, no, they feel me coming. The elevating, I'm becoming. I ain't got no time for nothing. Got no time, don't interrupt me. I pick you, you know you lucky. No heart in my chest. I'm frozen, all my feelings numbing. No sex, but that he gon' keep it. Like me. He wanna touch it. I've been tapped in, manifesting more abundance. I'm so locked in, I'm on 100. Had some conversations with the devil, I ain't dumb. I'm in Toronto with some baddies having fun. They
they love me, but they know I'm one of one. After me, there's none to come. Throw the hundreds, keep the ones. He say, pretty, but I'm poison, baby. I've been overdosing lately. Ran down, mask off, you know we crazy. Either gon' love me or you gonna hate me. I'm the one, no, there's no debating. Yeah, you smiling, I know you faking. It's either yes or no, no maybes. Go, baby. Ay,
my queen, shorty, bad, make sure you drink it all up. We need monkey, y'all with us, it's really our love. Yeah. All my goals, I stack them high and ring it all up. Like a robber, get the bag and fill it all up. Ain't no push up in me and my ball up. You depressed and cry, now you really not up. You ain't smoking in my Benzo, 20 inch Lorenzo. Smoking on endo, high as a. Okay, I'ma risk it all, yeah, my head on that stove. I'ma go the distance, I'ma travel that road. I can smell the jealousy from these reggae. Demons gonna try, but they can't have my soul. I wouldn't wanna test it, that's me though. Been the best since medieval. I just wanna stress that this lethal. Think he need a cat pack, adrenal and red boil in my hair and on my neck back. It's diesel. Foot up on their necks, I'm breaching the margin. My designer putting gold in the seams of the garment. Got these twins macking on me, they equally gorgeous. Why her man acting stupid? I'm creasing the forces. I told her, you a little bird, a seagull. Yeah, then on the earth one, it's Kegel. No, not the understudy, on the ringleader. And I got a crazy yarn like I've been Rita. Oh, I'm sweating on your shorty, this a fever. Got me stuck up on her body like a skin lesion. Ooh, that curvy tray is crazy, should be illegal. All your n****s on the sidelines, cheerleaders.
Queens.
Toronto.
I flip it and you get the bag and fumble it. I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. I get the bars and number, but she want it all. She lick it and guzzle it. She follow the lines, color it. Step with my chest, don't mutter it. Smile on my face when the budget hit. I need the check for the summer hit. No makeup, Pamela Anderson. Wake up and go to the Radisson. Food is her language, the Mandarin. I tell her to eat it up. Been on my grind on me totally. I don't do maybes or hopefully. I did, I swear nobody did it. Find me somebody that wrote for me. I've been cold since the ovary. Free your shorty like Joyce. None of you is known to me. This is the way it's supposed to be. I'm loving the funk. I'm doing my dance all day, all day. I double the stunts. She's shaking that drum. Her friend like that 808s, always. Let's double the funds. Then we'll double the funds. Then we'll double the. I'm loving the funk.
If you're just now tuning in,
You are listening to KFAI, Fresh Air Community Radio, and online at KFAI.org. I'm your host, Ilwin, and this is the No Tea, No Shade Show. Big ups and shout out to Havana Mighty. I want to thank you so much for coming on the No Tea, No Shade Show. I love that interview. It was fire, okay? Everybody get into her music, tap in. And I thank y'all so much for listening, and y'all have an amazing week. Peace out. Oh, yeah. And before I forget, I dropped my new single, Mr. Get Stupid With It, which is the song of the summer. We about to run that up right now. I need y'all to get into it. Stream. If you like it, hit me up at _Ilwin on all social media. Let's get it.
Stupid with it.
Don't think, move your feet.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up, lose your seat.
Get stupid with it.
Go dumb, act confused.
Get stupid with it.
Say IQ.
Get stupid with it.
Lights flash, don't move.
Get stupid with it.
Don't drop your boots.
Get stupid with it.
Talk slick, get clown.
Get stupid with it.
Turn up, get down.
Get stupid with it.
Act like you got slack.
Get stupid with it.
Ladies, throw it back.
Get stupid with it.
Moonwalk on the beat.
Get stupid with it.
Say how we speak.
Yo, I'm about to act a fool. Tell them keep the camera rolling. Bunch of pretty girls, and I bet you I know them. Lies outside and getting high. Dancing on the rocket through the sky. Do my cha-cha while I'm out moonwalking. Sock smart watch, get clock, kick rocks. Your shot of clock, don't stop. What you got, make it hot, make it pop, cause we headed to the top. Shoe game sick, just like the flu. Keep saying that I'm cute when I rendezvous. Head did in the crib, look good, no doubt. Posting your close friends, it's going down. Just trying to have a good night. On the rocket, dancing through the sky. Look, my no hands, just vibes. You said you stupid, I said you right.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up, lose your seat.
Get stupid with it.
Go dumb, act confused.
Get stupid with it.
Say IQ.
Get stupid with it.
Like flags don't move.
Get stupid with it.
Don't drop your boots.
Get stupid with it.
Get
stupid with it.
Turn up, get down.
Get stupid with it.
Left foot, right foot, slide. Pop one time, don't hide. Freeze, lean, wiggle with it. Wild out, then giggle with it. Big Willie style. Get jiggy with it. Shake, yeah, shake, but you don't know. Then walk your feet in slow mo. If you feel dumb, then show it. If you don't care, then throw it.
Don't think.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up, move your feet.
Get stupid with it.
Go dumb, act like you.
Get stupid with it.
Say IQ.
Get stupid with it.
Lights flash, don't move.
Get stupid with it.
Don't rock your boots.
Get stupid with it.
Talk slick, get clown.
Get stupid with it.
Turn up, get down.
Get stupid with it.
Left foot, right foot, slide. Pop one time, don't hide. Freeze, lean, wiggle with it. Wild out, then giggle with it. Big Willie style, get jiggy with it. Shake, yeah, shake, but you don't know. Then walk your feet in slow-mo. If you feel dumb, then show it. If you don't care, then throw it.
As
the pig, get a beard, come out, grab a chair. Wind in my hair, and I don't have a care. It's Betty's to my left, and it's Betty's to my right. Patron in my cup, we gon' have a good night. Turn down for what? In a party drunk. G's born skunk, and the party stuck. The DJ playing, and it lift you up. Fellas on the wall, ladies shaking rump. Creating a moment.
Get stupid with it.
You only get one life, so you better live it right. We all got crowns, you're the king of the night. We all got crowns, you're the queen of the night. Had to cool down and put on my ice. Talk to me nice, and I roll with the dice. From the left to the right, put your hands up. Fellas, make some noise if you handsome. Ladies, make some noise if you sexy. Spread love cause it's free. Plenty fish in the sea. To be worried about he. To be worried about she. Get stupid with it on three. Get stupid with it on three. Left foot, right foot, slide. Pop one time, don't hide. Freeze, lean, wiggle with it. Wild out, then giggle with it. Big Willie style, get jiggy with it. Shake, yeah, shake, like you don't know. Then walk your feet in slow-mo. If you feel dumb, then show it. If you don't care, then throw it. Don't think on your feet.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up, move your feet.
Get stupid with it.
Go dumb, act confused.
Get stupid with it.
Say, yeah, IQ.
Get stupid with it.
Light flash, don't move.
Get stupid with it.
Don't drop your boots.
Get stupid with it.
Talk slick, get clown.
Get stupid with it.
Turn up, get down.
Get stupid with it.
Don't trip, don't think.
Get stupid with it.
No loss, just dream.
Get stupid with it.
One move, one groove.
Get stupid with it.
Whole club act a fool.
Get stupid with it.
If you lit, don't stop.
Get stupid with it.
Just one more shot.
Get stupid with it.
Go down, feel great.
Get stupid with it.
We outside of the bay.
Get stupid with it.
Attention, please. A $50 reward will be paid for information leading to the arrest and conviction of anyone caught stealing our speakers. If you accidentally pull a speaker loose, don't worry. Just turn it in. There is no charge, and we'd appreciate it.
Watch all the seeds you plant. You never know what might grow. Watch all the seeds you plant. You never know what might grow. So
I'm into gimmicks, I'm with it and you can get it. I see corny people popping parachutes, people dropping, I'm winning, you losing games. We different, we not the same. You could get your wings clipped, you not fly, you super plain. It's insane how I kill a track and get away with murder. Got a homie for the skunk, got a homie for the burners. I be rolling down the river, got hits like Ike Turner. Don't be asking me no questions if it really don't concern ya. Cooking with the pot, got the heat, don't touch, I'm hot. Pulled up with the mop, I had to clean up the mess. You can try to cross me, don't matter, I'm blessed. In rotation with the blunt, pass it like a test.
Watch all the seeds you planted, we never know. You might grow, oh. Watch all the seeds you planted, you never know. You might grow, so. Ain't no limit to the sky. Get high, get by, just try.
Cause I'm like no other. Super Bowl, way too cold, better get you a cover. Bundle up, cause we up and the ops down bad. I ain't never getting mad, too busy getting the bag. Today's price ain't yesterday's price. Worry about yourself, kid, that's my advice. Beat the shot clock, watch the ops drop, jump like hopscotch, and we top notch, that's why they be reaching.
Watch all the seeds you plant, you never know. We might grow, Watch all the seeds you plant, you never know. Might grow, so ain't no limit to the sky. Get high, get by, just try.
Cutthroat and bougie, unruly with the tule. Do like Scooby, shoot some clips and make a movie. Glow like Hootie, turn fruits into smoothies. Mountains couldn't do me, rap tunes got them loony. In the boonies, Biggie would have signed me if that brother knew me. Truly,
watch all the seeds you plant. You never know what might grow. Watch all the seeds you plant. You never know what might grow. So.
Stupid with it.
Don't think, move your feet.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up, lose your seat.
Get stupid with it.
Go dumb, act confused.
Get stupid with it.
Say IQ.
Get stupid with it.
Lights flash, don't move.
Get stupid with it.
Don't drop your boots.
Get stupid with it.
Talk slick, get clown.
Get stupid with it.
Turn up, get down.
Get stupid with it.
Act like you got slack.
Get stupid with it.
Ladies, throw it back.
Get stupid with it.
Moonwalk on the beat.
Get stupid with it.
Say how we speak.
Yo,
I'm about to act a fool. Tell them keep the camera rolling. Bunch of pretty girls, and I bet you I know them. Lies outside and getting high. Dancing on the rocket through the sky. Do my cha cha while I'm out. Moonwalking socks. Smart watch, get clock, kick rocks. Your shot a clock, don't stop. What you got? Make it hot, make it pop, cause we headed to the top. Shoe game sick, just like the flu. Keep saying that I'm cute when I rendezvous. Head did in the crib, look good, no doubt. Posting your close friends, it's going down. Just trying to have a good night. On the rocket, dancing through the sky. Look, my no hands, just vibes. She says you stupid, I say you.
Get stupid with it. 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 Get stupid with it.
Left foot, right foot, slide. Pop one time, don't hide. Freeze, lean, wiggle with it. Wild out, then giggle with it. Big Willie style. Get jiggy with it. Shake, yeah, shake, but you don't know. Then walk your feet in slow mo. If you feel dumb, then show it. If you don't care, then throw it.
Don't think on your feet.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up, move the seat.
Get stupid with it.
Go dumb, act confused.
Get stupid with it.
Say IQ.
Get stupid with it.
Lights flash, don't move.
Get stupid with it.
Don't rock your boots.
Get stupid with it.
Don't flick it, clown.
Get stupid with it.
Turn up, get down.
Get stupid with it.
Left foot, right foot, slide. Pop one time, don't hide. Freeze, lean, wiggle with it. Wild out, then giggle with it. Big Willie style, get jiggy with it.
Shake, yeah, shake, but you don't know.
Then walk your feet in slow-mo. If you feel dumb, then show it. If you don't care, then throw it.
As
the pig, get a beard, come out, grab a chair. Wind in my hair, and I don't have a care. It's Betty to my left, and it's Betty to my right. Patron in my cup, we gon' have a good night. Turn down for what? In a party drunk. G's born skunk, and the party stuck. The DJ playing, and it lift you up. Fellas on the wall, ladies shaking rump. Creating a moment.
Get stupid with it.
You only get one life, so you better live it right. We all got crowns, you the king of the night. We all got crowns, you the queen of the night. Had to cool down and put on my ice. Talk to me nice, and I roll with the dice. From the left to the right, put your hands up. Fellas, make some noise if you handsome. Ladies, make some noise if you sexy. Spread love, cause it's free. Plenty fish in the sea. To be worried about he. To be worried about she. Get stupid with it on three. Get stupid with it on three. Left foot, right foot, slide. Pop one time, don't hide. Freeze, lean, wiggle with it. Wild out, then giggle with it. Big Willie style. Get jiggy.
jiggy with it. Shake cat, shake like you don't know. Then walk your feet in slow mo. If you feel dumb, then show it. If you don't care, then throw it. Don't think you can be.
Get stupid with it.
Hands up.